You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Russia-Ukraine war, Fed raising rates, and slowing of China are a dangerous cocktail for the world economy. A British journalist has said this, and I'll shortly share with you why. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on the war, markets, Boris Johnson's India visit, the attrition trend in the country, RBI's new card rules and more. First up, here's how the market fared on April 22nd. The market halted a two-day winning run, dragged by financial, IT and metal shares. This is amid weakness across global markets as concerns refaced about aggressive tightening of COVID-era monetary policies. Corporate earnings remained in focus as investors awaited ICICI Bank's quarterly numbers on Saturday, that is April 23rd. Sensex index fell more than 770 points to hit 57,134 during the session, whereas the broader index, Nifty 50, slid to as low as 17,149, which is down 243 points from its previous close. Both the indices settled close to their lowest levels of the day. Investors lost 2.1 lakh crore rupees in wealth as the market capitalization of BSE-listed companies dropped to 269 lakh crore rupees, according to provisional data. Hindalco, SBI, Hindustan Unilever, Cipla, Dr. Reddy's, IndusInd and HDFC Life were the worst hit among the 42 laggards in the Nifty 50 basket. Meanwhile, HCL Tech is getting a lot of love from analysts. And the targets indicate that at least a 20% jump from here on. HCL Tech shares jumped today, a day after the company's quarterly profit exceeded the street estimates. The stock rose as much as 3.2% to 1,135 rupees apiece on the BSE. This is after Jefferies, the global brokerage, said that the company's growth guidance of 12 to 14% for the current fiscal is the key positive. However, the brokerage lowered its estimates for the earning per share. ICICI Bank's share price has been on an uptrend since March 7th, raking in gains over 16% ahead of its fourth quarter results that is due tomorrow. Within the banking pack, ICICI Bank has outperformed its rivals HDFC Bank and Axis Bank, while the banking sector gauge, that is Bank Nifty, has given a negative return to investors so far this year. Broader Nifty 2 has posted negative returns. Next up, let me tell you about Boris Johnson's visit to India. Prime Minister Modi and his visiting British counterpart, Boris Johnson, held extensive talks today with an aim to further expand cooperation in areas of defence, trade and clean energy. Ahead of the talks, the UK said it will offer India the best of British know-how on building battle-winning aircraft and support the country's requirement for new technology to respond to threats in the Indian Ocean. According to a statement, the British High Commission said that the UK will issue an Open General Export License, that is OGEL, to India to cut the delivery period for defence procurement. For the grand reception that Boris Johnson received in Gujarat, he thanked the PM and said that he felt like Sachin Tendulkar or Amitabh Bachchan upon his arrival when he saw his holdings everywhere. Moving on to business updates. Just a day after quarterly results, HCL Tech said that attrition, which is very high in the IT sector, is starting to stabilize for the company and is expected to ease further in the next few quarters. It said that March quarter previous year was one of the lowest attrition quarters, so this quarter is actually just a shade lower than the last one. HCL Tech CFO Prateek Agarwal said that it's starting to stabilize and hopefully will come down the next quarter onwards. Meanwhile, L&T Technology has said that while demand is robust for the company, attrition continues to be an ongoing phenomenon, so it plans to hire 2,500 freshers in FY23 as against 3,000 in FY2022. Next up is global brokerage UBS's forecast for the Indian economy. It has cut India's 2022-2023 economic growth forecast by 70 basis points to 7%. It cited slowing global growth due to high commodity prices and weak local demand because of energy price hikes, inflationary pressures, and a struggling labor market as some of the reasons. Moving on, here's a look at how RBI's new credit and debit card rules will help customers. The RBI has put out a master circular covering issue of credit and debit cards by banks, NBFCs and fintechs. Once the rules come into play, a customer's consent will be needed to continue with a new card if the customer doesn't use it within 30 days. If no response comes from the customer, then the card will be considered closed on the 37th day after it has arrived. Many credit card customers struggle to close their cards, and this will be beneficial for them. And about the closure of a card, the customer can close a card within 30 days when a bank announces new rules and revises the rules and give them an option to get out. If a card is inactive for a year, it can be closed but only after notice to the customers. Plus, the bank can't take more than 7 days to close a card. Lastly, here's what Zanny Minton-Bedos, the editor-in-chief of The Economist, said about the global economy. She said that the knock-on effect of the Russian sanctions on other countries has been considerable and they're unlikely to be lifted in the long run. And that the proliferation of the use of sanctions as a weapon is going to change in the international financial system over time. Commodity markets are already reeling under the impact of the war, she said, and there are two other big shocks eating the world economy right now. One is the United States, that's about what will happen with interest rates to curb inflation. And the other is China, where there's Omicron third wave and the shutdowns which are slowing the economy. She said that this triple whammy of sanctions, the war on commodity prices, the potential of Fed raising rates and a slowing China, it is a pretty dangerous cocktail for the world economy. She said if this weapon is used too much and too often, one might see an acceleration of attempts to move away. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.